This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hey guys, we are back with Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, I don't know how many of you guys are on social media, but every now and then, a very, very horrifying article kind of circulates. And it'll show, sorry, my hair's a mess. this is how I always look. And it'll show, unfortunately, a bombshell, somebody who was gorgeous in the 80s, and then how they look now. I mean, they'll even show pictures of somebody caught without makeup or getting into a bathing suit or I don't want to name names. But there's another article circulating right now of some, I guess, Baywatch beauties or some of the people who are known to be super, super, super duper hot back in the 70s and 80s and maybe in their 60s. And now when you look at them today, they're not too hot anymore. And people are fascinated by that. I don't, that depresses me. It just does. You know? Like Kelly McGinnis. Apparently somebody had seen Kelly McGinnis, grabbed a picture of her. I mean, she's a beautiful woman. I still think she's beautiful. But unfortunately, the post was about how they lost their looks or how they're not hot anymore. And so when I was young, I never thought of me as being hot. So this wasn't a topic I ever had to worry about. But I did wonder when I was going to peak in terms of my looks, you know, and I was always expecting that if I turned 40, it would be over. If I turned 30, yeah, 30, I'm going to look old if I'm 30. I'm going to really look old if I'm 40. When I'm 50, give up. I'm a grandma, and grandmas aren't even supposed to be hot. And so I basically thought that any sort of longevity I would have had in terms of any sort of good looks gone when you're 50. Now, here I am. I'm going to be facing 50 really, really soon. And I was right. I predicted it. I was right. But still, you know, I see pictures. I see, you know, how people are, you know, posting themselves There's ways to pose, and there's ways to, I don't know if you see a lot of the like current Instagram photos where somebody in real life looks pretty heavy, but on the picture they look really skinny. Well, there's ways to stand. You know, I mean, if you kind of have a tummy and a tushy, have that backwards from the camera, because the forward you are to the camera, that looks big. The reason why my head always looks big in pictures is because, yeah, I got a big head, but it's also because I always lean in. Because if I lean in, then the boobies look smaller and everything else looks smaller. So if you want something to stand out, then you will peacock that out. You will thrust it out there. So when does your hotness go away? Do you lose your hotness when you're 29? Do you lose it when you're 39, when you're 49, when you're 59? And I'm looking, it all depends on, you know, what I feel like doing that day or studying for the show. And I will look at some of my Facebook followers who are in their 50s and 60s, right? They put some good pictures up there. They make themselves look really, really cute. And then they get people that like it, and they say, oh, you look good, you look hot, you look hot. And I'm like, bravo, way to go. Way to go for doing that. You know, I have some of my friends, they'll, you know, be kind of in their, you know, sports underwear and stuff, and they'll kind of be posing and stuff. I love that they do that because you lose your hotness when somebody doesn't think you're hot. If people don't think you're good looking or you look hot, there's looking hot and being hot. Nobody's ever told me I was hot. They're very careful with their verbiage because I have a lot of lawyer friends. So they're like, you look today because you did your upper lip wax and combed your eyebrows, you look hot, but they don't want to say you are hot. You know, there's a difference between loving somebody and being in love with somebody. Big difference. So when it comes to looking hot, that's enough for me. Somebody said I looked hot, I'm good. That's going to probably last me a good day or two until I feel ugly again. And you think to yourself, why do you need that? Why does anybody need that? They do. You know, we try to teach kids it's all about your inner beauty. You know, it's the inside. And when you look at yourself, you look good. All of us, when we look in the mirror, we think we look good. We'll look at ourselves, we're like, dang, yeah. Well, that's fine. Now, I mean, if your weight's starting to go, if you're, you know, having a bloody nose, clean it up a little bit. Try to keep your weight down for health reasons. But you have every right to, it's not cheating, it's not, you know, being a bad person, to want to kind of get that satisfaction that you still have some sort of attractiveness. And when we talked about this a while back, what is your attract? It doesn't necessarily even have to be your looks. It could be your comedy. It could be your poetry. It could be your art. It could be your skill. You know? My guy friends, if they could get the car started again, it's like the best feeling in the world. Like, yeah. You know, and we're like, oh, my hero. Best moment in the world. They don't need to be told they look hot. They just need to know they got that car started. They made a girl happy or somebody happy. So yeah, my answer to when you lose your hotness is multifaceted. One is when you stop caring. You don't really care about your looks. Right? Nobody else is going to care about your looks. If you don't have that inner flame, if you're kind of not liking yourself, you're not going to portray that, right? Some of the most, you know, not very good looking people out there are very, very attractive to others because they're like, I'm hot. I'm good. Now, some of us were like, really, really, you know, you're kind of a little narcissistic, but for others, they get attracted to that. You know, so have some confidence in yourself. Right? You know, have that beauty from within, but you could be 70 and still look hot. You know, my mom gets whistled at and catcalled, and she's a good-looking woman. She's in her 70s. She's blonde. She always wanted to be blonde. That's why I turned blonde, too, because I notice we get more whistles when we are blonde. But, you know, my mom could still get whistles and still look good in her 70s, yeah, I have hope to get my first whistle. 1-877-TALK-DALLY. Maybe it takes me turning 70. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Well, sadly, Minnesota lost a child due to COVID. It was a first grader, according to Governor Tim Walz. And this child's death marks the third pediatric coronavirus-related fatality in the state. The child, who was described as under age 10 by the Minnesota Department of Health, was from the southwestern area of the state. And this is the third child in the state of Minnesota that has died since the start of the pandemic. The governor said in a Facebook post that he was heartbroken to hear COVID has taken the life of a first grader. He said, "My thoughts are with the Minnesota family grieving the loss of their beloved child. As vaccines help us turn the page on COVID-19, we can't forget that this deadly disease is still present in our communities." Now, from what we understand, the child did not have any underlying conditions that would heighten the risk of severe illness. So kids are not able to still get the vaccine. I don't want the research rushed, but I would like the vaccine later available to kids. And right now, the youngest you could be to get the vaccine is 16 years old. The Pfizer vaccine allows 16-year-olds. Moderna, you have to be 18. Johnson & Johnson, you have to be 18. Minnesota has seen over 569,000 total cases, more than 7,000 deaths. Of those 30,000 cases, they've involved children under the age of 10. Now, overall, what we're seeing with COVID is U.S. has been slowing down a little bit with our hospitalizations. That's nice. Still had another in the last few hours, 52 deaths reported, 3,200 cases. India, of course, we're watching with over 240,000 cases over the last few hours reported. Russia still grappling with cases, UK, Italy, Germany, Iran, Poland, Mexico. The numbers we're getting in terms of pediatric cases, are a lot harder to find. And the part of the reason is many cases might not be considered COVID at first. And so, you know, early on, a big problem we had with our, bean counting, shall we say, and our data collection is we didn't test people right away. We couldn't test people right away. I had a kid with a fever that a parent called in and a cough, and I'd asked, all right, you know, did the urgent care swab them for COVID? No, they didn't swab for COVID. Like, why not? No, they said they aren't worried about it in that age group. Well, it would be nice to know, you know, the kid has a fever and a cough, maybe this is COVID. But the kid was getting worse, so I had to send the kid back. Now, most likely the kid did get, you know, COVID tested the second time, but our pediatric population and numbers of COVID are very underreported. And the average parent doesn't want to take their kid into a place and have somebody shove something up in their nose. So our pediatric numbers have unfortunately been very inaccurate, which is why we don't really have a lot of reports on pediatric COVID, true pediatric COVID cases, because I just don't think we have them. The numbers of kids I see on telemedicine have risen exponentially because there's those platforms available and those benefits to people with insurance. Call telemedicine first. Most places will incentivize you to go to telemedicine first. And if the doctor can handle the kid's cold or can handle the kid's ailment over the phone, that kid never gets swabbed, that never gets counted, and never gets reported. I could recommend it, but if the average parent is using telemedicine, that means they didn't want to leave the house. That means they didn't want to take their kid and wait in line at urgent care. Imagine putting in, with telemedicine, sometimes you got to call immediately. Sometimes they might say, depending on how busy the platform is, you have to wait an hour or whatever. So, mom, cook dinner. Get them into bath time. Do whatever, you know, child needs to be done, help them with their homework. And then the call comes in. A lot of us like to multitask. So being able to have services that happen at your house is just a godsend. But we're not getting the numbers. So when we hear that a first grader died, you know, we're thinking it's a fluke. And I do think pediatric COVID deaths are at a low number because by the time that we see them in the hospital, somebody's testing them. You know, when a child dies, everybody wants to know why. So I think the numbers of the deaths and the criticals might be, you know, a little bit more accurate. But in terms of COVID cases and kids, we absolutely have no idea. You know, parents don't want to test. The kids don't want to get tested. You know, it's interesting. When the kids do, when we do have the parents call in for the kids, you know, I'm like, well, you know, mild fever, coughing, sneezing, runny nose, sounds viral. But listen, if your child has COVID, then you and dad may need to isolate. This was, you know, obviously before vaccine, even though still even with vaccine, you're supposed to isolate if you're exposed, depending on, you know, the severity and if you have symptoms. And so when I say, look, parents, you know, you guys might have COVID, so get your child checked so you can find out if you have COVID, so then you could take off work and isolate. And you could just hear the parents, right, think about this, going, wait a second. You want me to take my child in, get them tested for COVID, so then we are on the list, and then our whole family knows that we have COVID, so we could everybody take off work and not work for 2 weeks unpaid because we already used our paid leave. You wanna? I'll pass. I could almost hear them think that. And it's frustrating because that's the way COVID happened, the way, you know, in the early days, nobody wanted a diagnosis of COVID. One, because they were worried about getting sick, but two, they were worried they couldn't work. Well, now that everybody's leave has been used up, not really that, you know, enthusiastic to go back out there. So I don't know what the answer is because telemedicine has exploded. It's a fantastic platform. People are getting, you know, medicine now in remote areas. They don't have to drive for miles, get exposed to other things, exposed to other people. It is fantastic that we have telemedicine. But in terms of, you know, how exposed are we with our kids? How exposed are teachers? We don't have a lot of data on that. That's a problem. So, as I said earlier today, we have some breaking news. CDC now is allowing fully vaccinated Americans to go maskless outside, except if it's a concert, a parade, a baseball game, if there's going to be a lot of people. But if there's going to be a small little barbecue, I don't like going to barbecues, but, you know, if I don't have to wear a mask, I'll go. If you've been vaccinated, you can go maskless. People who have not been vaccinated apparently could still be at small outdoor gatherings with vaccinated people or while exercising outside. But whether you're vaccinated or unvaccinated, it's safest with a mask while doing any indoor activity. Now, this is interesting because I just read the guidelines. So it's interesting how the unvaccinated people, they're still allowing them to basically be able to still go outside without a mask. That's interesting. I don't blame them. But according to, I believe, Dr. Walensky, according to Daily Mail, they said the outdoor transmission of coronavirus is exceedingly rare, accounting for less than 10% of cases. Those risks are mainly linked to crowded events that could turn into super spreader events or people who were in close range of one another. So the CDC guidelines say fully vaccinated people no longer need to wear a mask outdoors. I don't see where it says unvaccinated. So I wonder if that, I have to double check that, so I apologize. Now, fully vaccinated people could visit unvaccinated people from a single household. So maybe that's how unvaccinated people could, you know, get outside. But the next question is, so what do we do? Do we walk around with our vaccine card? How do we know? Are public officials going to come up to us? I would think the average police officer, no. Police officers have enough to do, and the last thing they need is to increase any sort of exposure to people where it could unfortunately end up in a scuffle. So, but this guidance here is only talking about vaccinated, fully vaccinated. So I'll have to double check that. I don't know if that's, you know, anyway. Yeah, recommendations for outdoor activities. Fully vaccinated people can participate. Doesn't bring up the unvaccinated. Okay. All right. I know. I'm sick of the subject too. It's just exhausting. But you know what? When that's breaking news, that is breaking news. All right. When we come back, the U.S. is going to share 60 million vaccines of our vaccines with other countries because we're not using them. The AstraZeneca ones, that is. And then, should we be lowering the Medicare eligibility age? A lot of Democrats want that to happen. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is expected to announce new guidelines for wearing masks outdoors. This comes as the CDC says just over 42% of the U.S. population has gotten at least one dose of the coronavirus vaccine. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul believes these guidelines could have came a lot sooner.
If you want to convince people who are skeptical that the vaccine works, show them that we have protection after we've been vaccinated. Show them after we've had the disease naturally that we have protection and have to don't be excoriating people to keep wearing masks after they already have immunity. Let people live again.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Home prices in the United States are seeing their biggest jump in 15 years. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Home Price Index rose in February by nearly 12%. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Some states are getting creative when it comes to enticing folks to get vaccinated.
One state is trying to give its younger residents an incentive to get vaccinated against COVID-19. West Virginia Governor Jim Justice announced Monday that West Virginians aged 60 to 35 who get their shots will receive a $100 savings bond. Justice says that the pace of vaccinations for younger residents was not progressing as fast as he would like, so the state came up with a savings bond as a reward. The program will be funded with money West Virginia received as part of the CARES Act. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Senators are looking into fraud and scams related to the coronavirus outbreak.
There have been 460,000 reports of consumer fraud in the past year, according to the FTC, at a cost of more than $411 million.
Democrat Senator from Connecticut Richard Blumenthal opening a hearing calling it a bonanza for swindlers and con artists. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So for a while, President Biden was urged to share some of the vaccines we weren't using. And remember the AstraZeneca vaccine was supposed to get FDA approved by April? Well, we have millions of doses, I guess, of AstraZeneca vaccine. But we, I guess, haven't approved it yet, or maybe we don't need to approve it because we have too many, or we already have too many shots, I guess, between the Johnson & Johnson and the Pfizer and the Moderna. So the U.S., I believe, promised about a month ago to send AstraZeneca vaccines to Mexico and Canada. And they wanted the vaccine. The AstraZeneca vaccine works fairly well. there are some clot risks and there are some warnings on it. The European agency had no problem putting a warning on it. But people are still enthusiastic about getting the vaccine. Johnson & Johnson, they didn't really want to put the warning on there, even though there's been about 17 blood clots. Still low risk, but, you know, I'll leave that up to the government whether they want to put a warning or not. I prefer warnings. It's just I don't think they've had enough time to investigate it. But the Biden administration has admitted now that they're going to share up to 60 million doses of AstraZeneca's vaccine as supply becomes available. According to Fox News, the FDA will confirm all doses meet quality requirements before shipped out. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said during a Monday briefing, she noted approximately 10 million doses would be released when the FDA gives it the green light, potentially in the coming weeks, with an additional 50 million doses under production with completion planned for May or June. This move significantly expands vaccine exports after the U.S. announced plans last month to send a combined 4 million doses. So the planning is still there, just they haven't been shipped. So I'm not sure what they're waiting for. A lot of people are wondering about, you know, why is this taking time? But they say, given the strong portfolio of vaccines that the U.S. already has, and that have been authorized by the FDA, and given that the AstraZeneca vaccine is not authorized for use in the U.S., we do not need to use the AstraZeneca vaccine here during the next several months. That's according to White House COVID coordinator Jeff Zients. So, therefore, the U.S. is looking at options to share the AstraZeneca doses with other countries as they become available. So the AstraZeneca vaccine still has not been authorized for use in the U.S. So it has been authorized by the World Health Organization. Being used by the European Union, I believe it's been used in Brazil. So tens of millions of doses have been stockpiled in the U.S. So remember when President Trump was being kind of criticized for buying Pfizer and Moderna or not buying enough vaccine? Well, it's because his administration's approach was to cover your bases. Nobody knew who was going to be first. Who was going to come out with the vaccine first? Was it going to be Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca, Novavax, Sanofi? So they bought a little of everything. Well, maybe not a little. So it's no doubt that we have all these doses sitting there. So as tens of millions of doses have been stockpiled, there has been an international outcry for us to share, give it up. AstraZeneca indicated late last month that they did plan to file its COVID-19 vaccine for FDA emergency authorization in the coming weeks. But they've had some issues abroad with the European Union as people were investigating blood clots. And, you know, I think why we have a little bit of a delay is, so in order for AstraZeneca to get FDA approval, they need to show that it was tested and safe in our population. Right. So we can't use data, I guess, from Europe. You would think we're, you know, pretty similar since there's a lot of Europeans here. But there has to be, I believe, America-grown studies because, you know, things are a little different in our neck of the woods. Then they have they're already kind of starting out on the left foot because America has to be very, very careful where they don't want to approve the AstraZeneca shot, and then they have states, as Europe with countries, said we're not going to use it. When Denmark said we're not using it, I believe Germany suspended it. When countries start to suspend the use, the FDA in America does not want, the FDA does not want to be dealing with that drama. And so they are kind of looking at the big picture. So my guess is public officials are going, wait a second, okay? Let sleeping dogs lie. We don't need any more news on any more blood clots. Let's just keep going. If the Pfizer vaccine's working for us, if the Moderna vaccine is working for us, you know, we hit a little bump in the road with Johnson & Johnson, but if we get that back, you know, let's kind of keep going. So maybe there's a kick in the can down the road with AstraZeneca because there might be some results that, you know, might not be too pretty when it comes to clot risks. And then, you know, you're already having people kind of reach out going, can I pick and choose my vaccine? From what I'm understanding from health departments, you cannot pick and choose the vaccine you get. There are waivers that you might be able to do. This isn't something that's publicly advertised and promoted. But as we talked about with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, some people are worried about some of the original cells from 30, 40 years ago that have been used to help make current vaccines. They're concerned that some of those cells may have been from an aborted fetus. So there might be some religious exemptions, but at this point now, if you're able to get the vaccine, then you sign up and then you get the vaccine and you find out what vaccine you're getting when you're there. Like me, I had no idea if I was getting Pfizer or Moderna. I didn't care either one and ended up being Pfizer, and I'm happy with that. But yeah, people go, no, I don't want the Moderna. I don't want this. I don't want that. I don't want that. It's fine. They're fine. For the most part, they're safe. But yeah, the U.S. does need to kind of, share and, give it up a little bit because, unfortunately, we are not immune to what's going on in other countries. And as we're going to be talking about in a little bit, India might have a triple mutation strain, which could explain why they've been having such a jump in cases. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're still trying to figure out why, if you get COVID, you have trouble smelling and you have trouble tasting, or why you have brain fog. So scientists are working overtime to figure out how that happens. And they have been looking and studying, and this is what they found so far. They've studied to see how there's a variety of neurological symptoms reported in some patients with COVID-19, and they found that SARS-CoV-2, the virus responsible for COVID, can infect both the nerve cells that power our brains, the neurons, and the cells in the brain and spinal cord that support and protect the neurons, or the astrocytes. So they say our findings suggest that the astrocytes are a pathway through which COVID-19 causes neurological damage. This could explain many of the neurological symptoms we see in COVID-19 patients, which include loss of sense of smell, disorientation, psychosis, and stroke. So affecting the astrocytes is the theory that Dr. Costa, postdoctoral fellow at Louisiana State University Health in Shreveport, has discussed. So he's going to present the research at the American Physiological Society and actually seeing COVID not only get into the lung cell, but infect a brain cell by grabbing hold of those ACE2 receptors that is needed. It's unfortunately something we've suspected. This virus can get into the brain. Costa and colleagues examined RNA and proteins to determine whether cell cultures of human astrocytes and neurons expressed ACE2. Then they exposed the cells to a version of the SARS-CoV virus that has been modified to be safe. The studies confirmed that both astrocytes and neurons express the ACE2 receptor, and that both cell types can become infected with SARS-CoV-2, though astrocytes were less likely to become infected themselves. So astrocytes are the main gateway to the brain. They could also resist infection, but once infected, they could very easily pass along to many neurons. So we're still learning, piece by piece, more and more about this. 1-877-DOCTALI, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating.
We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Wow. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. All right, guys, so, you know, this is pretty frustrating. You know, we've made it to 2021, almost end of April. We're coming into May 2021, and as we were expected to be able to relax, just kind of move on with our lives and, you know, forget about the lockdowns, forget about the masks. Excuse me. And in America, we're doing well. We're doing pretty well. Even countries like Europe say, yeah, come back. We'll have you come back. We need your dollars. So maybe tourism could be back. You know, we want to move forward. We want to put COVID behind us and move on and get back to normalcy, which, by the way, is going to be a new normalcy. Unfortunately, there's these things brewing in India, Brazil. And you know how you watch a movie? And you, this always happens in movies where the good guys, the two people, you know, that the protagonists who you like, right? They feel like they have a win, and then they, you know, have sex, and there's all this music, and they're in love, and you're happy. Meanwhile, the music changes, dun, 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 and there's like some bad stuff happening, right? Meanwhile, the good guy is all happy. Well, yeah, okay, remember Superman? Remember Superman 2? I mean, we're talking the 1980s Superman 2. Superman 2 was in love with Lois Lane, and I guess the only way he was allowed to have sex with her is if he lost his super suit and superpowers. I never understood that as a kid. Especially, I'm like, really? I'd keep the powers. What are you doing? But anyway, so in order for her, apparently the mama said, sorry, you know, if you're going to be with her, I mean, talk about mother-in-laws from hell. Mother-in-law was like, now if you're going to be with her, you can't be one of us. So he sheds the suit. That wasn't on film. And he loses all his powers to be with her, and then he gets beat up in a diner, and he almost starts to cry, and he's bleeding, and you're like, come on. And luckily he found like a crystal and was able to do something with that crystal to get a super suit again. Right? So in these movies, there's always this unsettling breather that people seem to get, right, of just a few moments of joy before the poop hits the fan. And that's kind of how I feel like what's happening right now. I want to move on. We all want to move on. We all want to have sex, right? We all want to, right, shed the Superman suit. But meanwhile, the music is playing over here, and you hear that there's some disruption going on. And so out of India and out of some of the more global sort of media outlets, because we don't hear a lot about it here in America, we're being told that not only do they have a double mutant strain, but they have a triple mutant strain. Now, remember that double mutant strain was the B1617 we talked about? I got the numbers wrong because I think I put a 3 in there. But it's the B1617. That one they found was infecting younger individuals, and they thought it was more lethal. This triple variant one, I guess they call it the Bengal variant, has a triple mutation, and they're calling it the B1618. They don't think the Bengal strain is that deadly. But it could explain why we have a lot more cases in India. Now, India is grappling with, you know, 250,000 cases plus a day. And unfortunately, their hospitals are overwhelmed. So they are having deadly versions of it. Is that the second, is it the double strain? Is it the third strain? Is it if you have a strain that's more mild, it still puts more people at risk? So those people who would have never gotten COVID now get it and then have that risk of getting sick? We don't know. But they are trying to figure out why India, you know, during this day and age is having such a huge grappling with it. Now, their double mutations are the E484Q and the L452R. We've spoken about those. Those can cause them to escape some of the current vaccines and allow it to be more infectious. So right now, scientists are trying to figure out what they need to do. People are asking other countries to send them vaccines. They have billions of people, unlike our 300 million. And as they're grappling with cases and deaths, they're going to start catching up. You know, why did they have some protection originally? We don't know. You know, and the other issue, too, is, you know, we have rural areas in America, and we might not get all our numbers, but in India, there's a lot more areas that are rural where you have people that might not be getting tested. And so we think that the numbers, unfortunately, are underestimated. So, you know, we'll keep you posted on that. But we also got news where out of Louisiana, researchers have figured out how the COVID virus affects the brain. Now, remember I told you guys when I heard that people couldn't smell or taste for a while, I go, there's something up. I think this virus might want to, like, camp out of the brain and just cause inflammation. Or maybe it causes damage for the short time it's in the body. And some people kind of disagreed, going, no, I don't think it's the brain. I think it's just the nasal passages. And if your nasal passages are affected, you can't taste. Good theory, But I'm like, I think the sucker goes to the brain. I just do. So according to researchers, which we just kind of spoke about, researchers found that, I don't have the gentleman to give, Dr. Costa, Ricardo Costa, at Louisiana State University, LSU Health and Shreveport, they said that they found that both astrocytes and neurons, right, integral components for the brain to function, have the ACE2 receptors for the virus to attach on. And these variants that we see, whether it's with India or UK or Brazil, these variants, many of them have the combination, have that common thread of being able to latch on to the ACE2 receptor. So they're thinking, yeah, this is why we see people with long-term neurological symptoms, brain fog, concentration, dizziness, memory issues, some even at risk for stroke. They think that the virus could be infecting the brain. Now, it's interesting. Now, when people think of stroke, they go, well, it has to happen, right? You know, in other areas of the body, or it has to be related to blood pressure, or a stroke, all the definition of stroke is there has to be a lack of blood flow to the brain. That's it. A blood vessel combust, it could be a hemorrhagic stroke, it could be a clot, it might be broke off from the carotid artery, broke off, got into the brain. But all a stroke is lack of blood flow to part of the brain. Now, we know COVID can put people at risk for clots, blood clots. But there could also be such inflammation around certain parts of the brain that the blood vessels can't get to it, and maybe it could become ischemic and lose blood supply. So the moral to this is we have a virus that is one little scary sucker. I don't think we need to be, you know, scared and terrified to the point that we lose everything else. We lose our schools and our kids' education and development, and we lose all, you know, the economy and our ability to work. But when people ask, you know, why is this still a topic? Why do we even have to consider, you know, still pushing the vaccine and mandating the vaccine? I'm not a fan of mandating, but I do understand and support my local health officials' efforts to get as many people vaccinated who want to be, because this is not something that I think bodes well. I don't like a virus that decides to infect the brain. I mean, you know, I don't want a virus affecting the lungs either. As you can see, sometimes people just can't get out of it. But, you know, especially the brain, because just the smallest of things can cause the weirdest things to happen. Some effects on the brain could cause you to not be able to hold your urine, could cause you to not be able to taste, could cause you to not be able to see, could cause you to not be able to remember, not be able to speak, not be able to move. I want my brain protected. And so, again, that's why I got the vaccine. I don't want any sucker in my brain. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.